I wish you could see the tab from the place where I stayed on my vacation. The bill is in great detail. Amenities mount up. Playing computer games costs varying amounts, depending on the game's popularity. Meals are pricey, at $6 to $9. But rates for the room are a bargain at only $3.99 a night, which may have something to do with the fact that it also serves as the guest room in the home of my daughter and her family. Room service extras are limited. A personal pizza or a baguette sandwich costs $2.49, and something called a hidden hot dog is $1.49. Turns out that those are dishes which can be prepared by the hotelier, who is my 8-year-old grandson, Joe. Payment is made by so many tickets rather than cash, and when a guest runs out of tickets, all he has to do is apply, and a new supply will be counted out from the big roll that Joe got for Christmas. Perhaps the outstanding feature is the plastic baggie labeled for body cleaning, containing several of those little hotel samples, lotion and soap and so on. Each is marked with a handwritten label bearing the monogram of the hotel and the instruction, "Leave at Hotel." When your stock of supplies is pretty limited, you don't want some greedy grandfather absconding with things. The bag is 6 tickets, a pretty steep tab. Everything is printed in neat and orderly pencil. A welcoming letter to the dear customer documents managerial experience that is reassuring. "I have been to Texas, Duluth, and South Dakota," it says. And then Joe adds, "I have gone to hotels and have learned from them." As I analyzed this, I was pretty impressed. Joe is doing the very best that he can to make my stay comfortable and enjoyable. The others in his family have their own ways to make me welcome, but Joe does his part superbly. He says when he grows up he may be a policeman or a cook or actually go into the hotel business. He's practicing with me. However he ends up, I hope he stays as responsible and as generous as he is now.